It's here and now. The Russian government is denying it, but gay rights groups in Russia say that new law restricting any spread of information about homosexuality hasn't just sparked violence against gays and lesbians. It's led to vigilante groups. And, of course, it's led to calls from some quarters for a boycott of the Winter Olympics in Russia. The BBC's Moscow correspondent Steve Rosenberg reports.
At the Lighthouse Cabaret Club in Sochi, the city that will host the 2014 Winter Olympics, the music is loud, the tobacco smoke thick in the air, and the dance floor packed with gay couples enjoying an evening out. It's a relaxed atmosphere, and from the smiles and the open displays of affection here, you may think that being gay in Russia is problem-free. But the club's owner, Andrei, tells a different story.
In Russia, there is growing hostility towards homosexuals. It's becoming more dangerous on the streets. So many gays here have changed how they dress. They've removed earrings, changed their hairstyles to avoid problems. Even back in the USSR, where homosexuality was criminalized, gays were treated better than they are now in Russia. Ordinary people consider us criminals. They hate us.
There's evidence of that in a series of shocking videos which have been posted online. In this one, a Russian vigilante group is forcing a man to drink urine to cure him, they say, of being a homosexual and a paedophile. Another person in the video says, if I found out a friend of mine was gay, I'd slit his throat. Then they put a metal bucket over the victim's head and hit it with a baseball bat and a police truncheon. Attacks like this are being carried out across Russia by an ultra-nationalist group. It claims it's punishing paedophiles. But from the tone of the videos, these encounters come across as homophobic attacks. In another clip, a woman with a gun, dressed in camouflage, jokes that she's out on safari, hunting for paedophiles and gays. Then she starts shooting. The woman's name is Yekaterina. We tracked her down in St. Petersburg, where she's the local vigilante chief.
Our priority is uncovering cases of paedophilia, but we are also against the promotion of homosexuality. And if, along the way, we encounter people of non-traditional sexual orientation, we can kill two birds with one stone.
Gay rights activists believe that in Russia, the aggression being shown towards the gay community is a direct result of a controversial new law signed by President Putin, one that portrays homosexuality as a danger to children. It's now illegal here to spread information about non-traditional sexual relations to anyone under 18. Anastasia Smirnova is with the human rights group, the Russian LGBT Network.
The law is a great danger in terms of what kind of opinions it shapes. It entitles people to mob rule, to organized violence against those who they perceive to be dangerous to the society, dangerous to families, dangerous to children. It creates this very hostile climate for LGBT people.
Moscow has come in for huge international criticism over the law on gay propaganda. There have even been calls in the West for a boycott of next year's Winter Olympics in Sochi. But the Russian authorities are unrepentant.
For traditional Russian population, homosexuality is a sin. It's a sin.
Politician Vitaly Milonov is one of the architects of the legislation. He believes that societies which permit the promotion of homosexuality are sick.
We do not attack any sexual minorities, but they should not try to change the Russian traditions that is supported by 90% of population. We would like to have a healthy society, and a healthy society can be based only on healthy values.
Prima ballerina nostro teatro, Isidora Vulcan!
Back at the gay cabaret in Sochi, It's time for the live show.
Funny how a lonely day can make a person say, what good is my life?
The club owner, Andre, says that as worried as he is, he doesn't back a boycott of the Olympics. What's more, he's worried that support from the West may be making things worse.
The more the West supports gays in Russia, the more Russian people hate us. That's because the accepted wisdom here is that the West is evil.
Still, Andrei is hoping that the Winter Olympics will change Russia and make it a more tolerant place. And by doing so, make him feel safer in his own country.
The BBC's Moscow correspondent, Steve Rosenberg.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.